Coast 93.1. Good morning. The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd.
I love fun. I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean,
you mean the band.
The band. The band, yes.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I wish they would like stay together and come up with
new
stuff.
They're so like, Oh, well.
He's got a heck of a voice.
So, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been bored. Yeah, we had him sing at the porthole, and he did this amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
He was at the porthole?
Oh, yeah. You want to hear? Here, it's, hold on.
Kind of.
Hold on. I got to tell you about a seven-year-old and his pogo stick, and there's a happy ending.
Oh, good.
With this story. And okay. Then, yeah. It's cute. And now I'm inspired.
To pogo or sing?
No, neither.
Okay.
But I'll play the clip first.
Sounds. I can't wait.
Yeah,
all right.
I get it.
So this is Nate Roos in the Coast Lounge that we did at the Portal.
Oh.
Two ducks and rust. I fix it for us. We collect dust, but our love's enough. You're holding it in.
It's just him and a guitar player.
So amazing.
Sitting in the middle of the portal. Now, this part's the best. He's got like a vodka soda in his hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Warm up the vocals.
And then this is the really high part.
Yeah.
So he pauses and he sips his drink.
I hate when you reach the end.
especially on that note.
This is seriously what my voice is going to sound like when I try to sing this next note.
Welcome clean, just give me a
wow.
Piece.
Right?
Come on.
That's so good. Yeah, I get chills
like,
when I hear
sick.
That back.
Oh,
yeah.
That note is impossible.
Man.
Yeah, and he takes a sip of his vodka soda and then boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've tried to sing that note and I pass out as soon as I'm done trying to sing it.
Right, I pass out listening to that.
You get lightheaded.
Like, I'm like,
Welcome clean, just give me a reason, just a little bit tonight.
Yeah, he was so good.
So good.
So good. Okay, anyway, where were we? Oh, right, the seven-year-old and his pogo stick.
Yeah.
So this is in Pennsylvania. This kid named Theo was bored at home, nothing to do, obviously, pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so his neighbors gave him a pogo stick, so he started to get good at it, and then he said, well, what's the world record for most pogo jumps?
So cool.
Little ambitious seven-year-old.
Right.
And he said, well, the record for kids his age was 376.
Oh.
He said, okay, well, I think I could beat that. Now, have you guys ever used a pogo stick?
Absolutely not.
I have.
I've tried. It's hard.
Yeah, I'm not good at it. No, I get like five and then, you know.
No.
That's
it. I wouldn't even try.
You've never even tried a pogo stick, Kelly?
Well, I mean, maybe Kelly. I've tried it, but it didn't happen.
About a disco stick?
What's a
What is that?
On your disco stick?
That's
Gaga.
A dirty song.
Yeah. the answer is yes. Okay, so anyways, moving
on. So you never even tried it? Even when you were a kid, you never tried a pogo stick?
I don't think so.
How about a hula hoop?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can hula hoop.
Oh.
With the best of them?
Yeah.
Hula hoop?
Well,
like,
I don't know now. I got a little bit more cushion for the pushing now, so I'm not sure if I could really, like, do it as well now.
But don't you wish you could have seen the gesture she just made?
I
poor Blake. And I'm always like staring deep in the eyes when I do it.
Is there any way to put it into words?
A thrusting.
crazed, wide-eyed.
No, I'm hitting on you.
Seductive.
See, it worked.
Hula.
In a circular motion, hula-ing, thrusting while I'm staring him down.
Yeah. Kind of like if she was trapped being sucked into a garbage disposal in slow motion.
Wow.
Yeah. And trying to do the sexy eyes with Botox in my face.
Nothing's moving except for the body.
Yeah. Except for all the good parts.
Kelly, Kelly, let me see a sexy hula.
There I go.
So the kid wanted to beat the record of 376. I will take any guesses what he did. How many pogo bounces he did.
Is this a Todd versus Kelly?
No, just for fun.
No. All right. I'm going to go with 1,132.
Wow.
I'm going to go with 1,133.
This is not Price is Right rules,
but
Kelly.
She's getting it.
But I'm getting it.
Right,
Kelly
right.
would have won. because he did it. He had to beat 376. He pogoed 2,309.
Holy. How do you do that?
A lot of those. Yeah. So cool. 2,309 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is the world record for if at any age? What is the world? What is the Guinness Book?
I don't know. I don't have that.
I wonder how close he was to setting the Guinness World Record.
But wow. So this has me thinking, like, there are records out there that it can be broken. I mean, like 376, clearly the kid was like, oh, I could beat that.
Yeah.
And then he crushed it.
I mean, yes.
There must be a million other kids out there that can crush it as well.
Well, I don't know about 2,300 pogo jumps. I mean,
without stopping or anything.
And that's what is that? Like, let's say you pogo what every two, like boom boom. So let's say you pogo every second.
Yeah.
Right.
So what was it? 2,309.
Yeah, divided by 60. 2,309 divided by 60.
So that's 38.
That's 38 minutes.
38 minutes straight.
Wow.
Of bouncing.
I think that can be done. I think that could be done again.
Okay, let's
not
see
by it. Me. Oh, okay. By me. But I feel like there are kids out there that are really talented at pogo.
Okay, forget pogo. What record? We're not going to break the pogo. Like, what record could we break?
Well,
like there are here. I have. Hold on. Let me find this. This is.
What are you guys good at?
Nothing.
I'm not really good at anything either.
Well, there are a lot of ones that like. Okay, most. Leapfrog jumps in 30 seconds by a teenager.
No way. Absolutely not. Nope.
What? Why?
No.
Why are you both against leapfrog?
Nothing in that lower register.
It hurts.
No.
Like, I can't bend like that anymore.
What?
Neither can I. My
knees
pop out.
You just have to hop over each other.
Yeah, but you got to, like, scrunch all the way down, and then jump all the way
over. Did I just get transported to Piper Shores FM?
Kind of.
Like, I just said leapfrog, and go, oh, no, not that lower head. Oh, my knee's going to pop out. Oh, but no, my hips. You know, I can't do that with my hips.
I'll play bingo.
You know, my fibromyalgia.
Oh, I'll play bingo for hours.
Let's play bingo, Kelly.
I can do that.
I bet we can break the record for bingo.
I don't know.
If I attempted to hop over you, Blake, it wouldn't even happen. Oh. I wouldn't even get off the ground. I would just lay on top of you.
Get off.
Okay, how about this? How about this?
Just fall forward.
What do we got?
Most saltine crackers eaten in 1 minute.
Oh, no.
The record
is
only 10.
No, I would choke.
The record is only
10?
10. That's it.
Oh, we could eat. We could easily top that.
Come on.
No, I can feel myself choking. I can feel it. I can feel myself. Oh, no. And then it gets. No, thanks. I'm scared. Nope. Unless there's water and someone who can really do a Heimlich or like the mouth sweep where they, you know, when you're a kid.
What? When they stick the finger in there and just.
You have to go on TV.
Pull all the food out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Darn.
Oh,
this was fun. I really think we could do the saltine one.
You think so?
Definitely.
All right. I tell you what. I'll bring saltines in tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Todd's got to go on TV, but I'll bring it. I'll write down a note. Remind me to bring in saltines tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll see how many we could do. I'm not sure this is a good job or a good idea for radio because
it's not.
We have to be able to talk after. So maybe
we're going to be coughing.
Okay. We'll bring water too. Well, that was easy. Okay, I'm in.
All right, fine.